just want to get a report on the hearing, how's it going? It's gonna go on, yeah. Right. Yeah. Why go to the third, the way to the longer, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I just wanted to handle it so far, I do. Yeah. They're not gonna return for the Senate floor hearings or anything? Today or? Right. 10:30, well, that'll be tomorrow, certainly, they'll take all day for mine. Yeah. 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 Carlos would just say that they can't be there tonight, they're about to say it's funny. I think our people should walk out of a night session tonight, that's ridiculous. Don't you think so? Yeah. Right. Fine, well, I won't worry about that, I've got some other things to say, but anyway, that's fine, I do, it seems to me your people did very well yesterday, I hear the FW guy. Yeah. I didn't see the summary bombs coming, but. Good, yeah. Good. They're not having too much success yet, demonstrations about the country. Spring and everything, and they should have thousands of them. But the week here. We just keep hammering, invasion, Senate did very well, invasion. He said they were ready to get bombed, but the president always said that if they crossed the DMZ and invaded, we'd have to react, and we haven't, but we're not going to do it. And then Rogers is continuing to meet the people, which is good. Was that just Republicans or Republicans and Democrats? Right, and you got interrupted how a little bit. And end the war amendment by the Democratic caucus split puts the Democratic Party in a hell of a bad position. I'm not so worried about that, but that's their bad resolution. But if they get it out of that floor, it'll never pass there. And a lot of Democrats will squeal like hell about it, too. I'm going to attempt in that caucus to get his resolution considered. What do the Democrats say? They don't want to condemn North Vietnam. Back to Oros Travis. Right. Right. Well, the aggressors, in other words, the North Vietnamese communist enemy and the aggressors, and all they're doing is trying to fight aggression. They're on the side of the communists. You know, putting them on the side of the enemy, on the side of the communists, just keep hammering that. Yeah. Yeah. We're crazy. Okay. Right. We may have more people on our side than they think. But if you can't tell, you never know. I mean, all these, you know, things that are just the type of public that you get not going to mean much. We're not going to be deflected by polls or anything else. We're just going to go right ahead because we're on the right side. We're on the right side. So with the mayor of Bob Kelly of Alexandria, Louisiana, changed the, that's great. You know. Did he get a play over this issue? That's great. Oh, of course it was better. Absolutely. And Reagan was to come out strong. Good. Right. staying silent, so. It's a mistake on his part, but I mean, if he wants to, you know, be, he should always be strong on this issue. That's the one thing he's considered a patriot, but he just gonna be lower in his name, particularly if this moves. And, that's, I wish you'd get Brandon to say something. Three next one. We had planned that way, but the Senate called it that way, that is. That's great. Well, you know, Chuck, as a matter of fact, this kind of thing is good for us. You realize that the idea that I have seen at least some political columns, that, you know, back there, everybody understand, writing the president's therapy, we have distressed because we hope we can keep Vietnam in the back burner. Listen, whenever you have a crisis and handle it properly, that's a plus. It's leadership. Don't you agree? Politics be damned. Good. Good. That's right. Don't be too worried about whatever happens up in a month. You've got that thing. It's just dragged on this long. You get as much as you do. I think it was too. Yeah. We're off that wicket. We offer him, and they're squealing that we don't offer others. It becomes particularly partisan. On the other hand, on the recent things, I said, don't be too worried about it. Our guys should adjourn the damn hearing at 5 o'clock, though. And Gillimotter and the rest, they really ought to hammer him hard. Yeah. Sure, Gillimotter and Frankfurt, you know, they're there to talk a long time, too. All right. Good. All right. Good luck.